From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the Syrian city of Homs Saturday killed at least 42 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both the state security and military intelligence. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces are facing a stiffer resistance as soldiers push deeper into the western half of Mosul, the last refuge of the Islamic State group in Iraq. This Iraqi officer says they are determined to make their country safe again.
We don't know how they think about us, but we do everything to get ourselves, our children, everything in this country get safe.
An Iraqi official is reported as saying that the Islamic State is using houses full of residents as human shields. The jihadists also have started lighting fires in the streets to disguise their positions. Pakistan disclosed Saturday that it is engaged in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns, and both sides could formalize a deal next week. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months, with Islamabad and Kabul accusing each other of harboring anti-state militant groups and sponsoring terrorist attacks on their respective territories. Tensions worsened this month when Pakistani leaders blame militants sheltering on the Afghan side for a series of suicide bombings and the other attacks across the country that killed scores of people. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still considering whether to relocate its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem as a demonstration of support for the Israelis. Mr. Pence was addressing the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual conference.
President Trump is personally invested in forging a lasting peace in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Under President Trump, let me assure you, America will support the negotiation process. But as the president said, any agreement must be reached by both sides. And where there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, know this. The Trump administration will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
Vice President Pence also used his speech to reiterate that any provocative actions from Iran would not be tolerated by the Trump administration. He said President Trump will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Mr. Pence said that is a solemn promise to the world. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is making his first visit to Australia Saturday, and a sign that tensions early this year have caused, or eased rather, and relations between the two Asia-Pacific neighbors are stable. Bill Mercer reports trade and security, including tensions in the South China Sea, will dominate talks during Widodo's two-day visit.
In January, Indonesia briefly suspended bilateral military ties after a dispute at an Australian Special Forces base in Perth. Those anxieties have soothed, and there's optimism that President Joko Widodo's visit will see meaningful progress on a free trade agreement. While significant, the Indonesian leader's visit to Sydney will be brief. He arrives Saturday and flies home after lunch on Sunday. He was forced to cancel an earlier state trip to Australia last November because of violent disturbances in Jakarta. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The White House is facing sharp criticism after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Friday. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. Other mainstream outlets were allowed to participate, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox Broadcast Networks. Other mainstream, rather, a VOA correspondent at the White House Friday was not invited to join the briefing and did not attend the meeting with Spicer. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.